Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Brian Reynolds, you beast. Let's discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, June 30th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris Towers. And Brian Reynolds, flexing the muscles on Wednesday. 3 home runs, added 6 RBI. Just had a massive June, Chris, where he hit 337, 8 homers, 19 RBI, an OPS over 1,000, on pace for 30 home runs. I went ahead and moved Brian Reynolds inside of my top 20 outfielders rest of season. What do you think?
That's the right range. I mean, I've pretty much kept him in that range. He was like 21, 22 for most of the season, and that's still where he is. I've got him 21 right now, so if you look at a head-to-head points league, that's just behind Julio Rodriguez at 17, then Tommy Edman, Giancarlo Stanton, Kyle Schwarber, and Brian Reynolds. So I think that's a pretty flexible range, but he's above Nick Castellanos now for me, Whit Merrifield, Christian Yelich. I think Brian Reynolds might be the end of where I feel good about outfield right now.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Let's rank these interesting corner infielders. Alex Kirilloff, just stay healthy, man. In 12 games since returning to the Twins, he's batting .325, 1 homer, 5 doubles, 12 RBI. He's hitting the ball hard. He's only 67% rostered. Rowdy Tellez, a double dong on Wednesday, his second time in his last 3 games. Looks like he's heating back up. He's 65% rostered. Chris, how would you rank these? Kirilloff, Rowdy Tellez, Juan Yepez, and Vinny Pasquantino.
I would go Kirilloff, Pasquantino, Yepez, and Rowdy. I think Yepez and Pasquantino are pretty similar players, actually. And the reason I think that I give Pasquantino the edge there is he's a little more hyped right now. And so you're more likely to miss out if you don't draft at him now. And he's an impact player. But I do think Kirilloff, like the overall skill set, the potential for power and average makes him stand out.
All right. Unfortunately, Jazz Chisholm was placed on the IL with a lower back strain on Wednesday, and this is a big loss because he's a top 30 player in roto leagues right now, so let's try and find some replacements. In shallower leagues, Chris, Amed Rosario just having a bonkers June right now. Christopher Morel slowed down recently a little bit, but did have a big game on Wednesday. Who would you rather have between those two in shallower leagues, Rosario and Morel?
I would go with Morel, and maybe this is just holding Amed Rosario's experience against him, but I don't see much in his underlying skill set to suggest that he's taken a big step forward. I mean, there are obviously skills there that are very tantalizing. He's very fast. He's cut his strikeout rate to 16%, which is a big deal this season, but the overall quality of contact is still pretty middling, and so I think a lot of his value is going to depend on the ability or the willingness, I guess, to continue to run. And he hasn't shown that outside of really this month. He had 13 steals on 13 attempts last season. He just hasn't been aggressive enough on the bases. So unless this is the start of something big, I'm pretty skeptical that it is. I'd rather take the chance on Morel.
In medium depth leagues, 3 middle infielders we talk about quite a bit. Chris, how are you ranking these 3? Luis Garcia, Gavin Lux, and Nico Horner.
You know, it's funny. I would rather have Garcia than either Lux or Garcia over Morel and Rosario, and probably Lux too.
All right,
and maybe Horner, who I really like as well, because I think there's a lot to like about his skill set. So, if I was ranking those 3, it would be Luis Garcia, Gavin Lux, and Nico Horner. And I think all are viable starting options as corner infielders in your 12 and especially 15 team roto leagues.
All right. Well, if you play in much deeper leagues. These names might be available for you. Josh H. Smith, he led off again on Wednesday against a right-handed pitcher for the Texas Rangers. There's Miguel Rojas, who should continue to play with Jazz on the shelf. And then Luis Renjifo, who has two home runs over his last seven games. Chris, who do you like most if you play in a deeper league out of those names?
I think Josh Smith is the only one I have really any interest in. Rojas, you're hoping for like a 275 batting average and not much else from him. And Renjifo, I'm not even sure you can hope for that. So Smith at least has the potential for some decent counting stats as a leadoff hitter. He's the only one I have much interest in.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.